I want to read two or three poems which are fairly difficult. They're hard enough in the page, but I think they're difficult to understand aloud, too. So I'm going to intersperse between these poems a very small piece of pornographic prose that I've written. It's satiric pornographic prose. It's not likely to offend anyone, right? I'll describe the circumstances it was written in afterwards. Let me read this poem first, which is also kind of a strangely erotic poem. It's called The Mouths of the Poor. I don't know what needs to be said about the poem. It's a vision of the somewhat erotic, paranoid fear that the middle class seems to have of the poor, as if they have a life vitality which is greater than that of the middle class. Perhaps it's a realizable fear. You write about that. One thing I should mention that takes place within the poem that perhaps isn't clear, the man who ate children in the poem is unfortunately true. It's an account that I read of a little, I think he was a bank clerk or an accountant, if I remember correctly, in the 1920s, who discovered that the only way that he could achieve a sexual orgasm was to kill, cut up, pickle, and eat children. Everything gets better from here on. But what moved me was not the grotesqueness or the strangeness of that, but something pitiful in it, in that after he was caught and put in prison, this poor guy discovered that he could achieve the same sensation, he could achieve a sense of love or his orgasm, through eating almost anything that wasn't food, bed springs, pieces of his mattress, dust, etc. It was too late then. And I think what lastly moved me for this little bespectacled man who there was a picture of and who was such a marvelously failed sensualist was his last statement before he was taken to the electric chair, which was, "Will I be able to feel it before I die?" That reminds me of a joke that Kurt Vonnegut tells, and actually there's a point to the joke. It makes a strong point about capital punishment. It's again a true story about a murderer who was, as he was being murder in Chicago, who was as he was being strapped into the electric chair a few years back, said, "Well, this will really teach me." Mouths of the Poor. The mouths of the poor are grinning lasciviously from windows as you drive by. They are making plans in doorways, in alleys, under that light that sways on a long rope. Here are some plans: bread, sex, meat. Here's a new vocabulary. You aren't included. For how do you kill a policeman? How do you kill a poor policeman? How do you know? You don't. The mouths of the poor followed you home into the unlit garage. Who closed the door? You found one stuck like a kiss to your fender. The mouths of the poor are a fetish. Let them eat feet. How do you kill a thing like that? In your garage, you beat that thing with a broom. Does it bite? One is not dangerous. Here's the noise it makes, squeak. If you beat it with a broom, it will run. If you push the wrong end of a broom between those lips, will it choke? Will it make its report? It's hidden behind the trash under an oily rag. Is it stuck to your foot? The mouths of the poor are moving laboriously upstairs. Are you asleep? Your bedroom door is covered with kisses. Are you awake? The teeth of the poor are not bone. They are splintering like anthracite. They are melting down like hot cheese over those gums. Can a thing like that hurt? Like a martyr's wounds, let them eat vinegar. Let them eat salt until they cannot whistle for help. Who asked for this moving along your flesh? The mouths of the poor, exactly like the mouths of the rich, are hungry, pulling through the intestines in your warm bed. Can they see their mistake? Like the man who ate children, inducing at last that love which had eluded him, those mouths want too much of our lives. One desires the paint from your station wagon. Here's another eating television. The disappearing comedian's mouth wades into that silence which he nervously examines. How can we tell them? What can we feed ourselves? My mouth on my wife's really desires speech. The man who ate children in his cell discovered that little things, nails and dust, produce the same result, but much too late. You want to say something small, it would save your life. The bodies of the poor, like bags of damage, are waiting for your report.